Come on, God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. I just want to welcome you today, and we are in our new meeting place, and it's the Seventh-day Adventist Church, the upper building. It's their gymnasium, and we're just privileged to be in this facility. And next week, y'all come. We're kind of limited to an amount by the Phase 2 directive, but we think we'll be fine with that, and so you all come. We're going to put in some safety things to keep people safe and keep them as safe as we can possibly keep them, but we're going to trust God, and we're going to have our right to peaceably assemble back to us, and we just are trusting God for an outstanding service next week as you come. We're just so excited about everybody coming. If you don't feel safe, stay home. If you're sick, stay home. But we're trusting God that this is the place where God heals people, where God touches people. And I know we're supposed to do the social distancing, and we'll do that, but I still plan to lay hands on the sick and see them recover. I still plan to hug people's necks. You know, if you don't want that, that's fine, but I'm just believing that God is going to meet us in this place. We already sense His presence here. We're in a different place, but the church is the same. Glory to God. But it's going to be better. I just believe that with all my heart. It's going to be better. So come next week. Next Sunday morning will be our first service in this building. And our midweek service is going to be changing from Wednesday night to Tuesday night in this building. But we'll talk to you all about that when you're here next week. In Jesus' name. I want to just spend a minute before I get into the actual service, and I don't think it's it would be right for any pastor in America not to address what we're seeing happen in our nation. First of all, the horror of the scene that we saw in Minneapolis with that police officer, it was just beyond the pale. Anybody that saw that cannot but be repulsed by it. And for us who are Caucasian or white, it's hard for us to imagine what people of color go through. I mean, they're pulled over for no reason just because they're black, and they're treated differently. I never have had to tell my son or daughter to say, listen, when police come, don't act a certain way because they're going to respond to you in a certain way. It's just something that goes, it's just wrong. Racism, as I heard one preacher say, racism is sin. There's just no other way around it. It's sin. It's from the devil, you know. And I don't blame people for being upset. I'm upset. But also what's going on with the looting and the rioting, I mean, come on, we've got to, God, we need to get on our faces before God and say, God, how can we help? How can we get this straightened out? How can we stop this hatred? How can we stop this the violence? How can we stop all of that? Because it's all of the enemy. I believe people should protest that kind of treatment. I believe we should stand up and say, no, not in our country, not in my house. You know, but at the same time, it's gone way too far, and it's gone into other people's businesses and all that kind of stuff. And I'm not making judgment over anybody. I'm just saying, listen, church, we need to be on our faces and pray. And we got to quit with an attitude that other people should understand how other people feel or think because we don't have a clue. I don't know what it's like to be a black man in America, and yet I can see how terrible that some of those situations are. We, as a church, we need to come back and just say, look, at the pigment of a skin doesn't make any difference. And here's another thing that doesn't make any difference: culture. And sometimes in our lives, and we look at somebody with a different culture, and it doesn't have to be black or white. It can be Hispanic, it can be Asian American, whatever. Well, man, they do things weird. Well, get over that. Because just because they don't do it the same way you do it doesn't mean the way you do it is right. And we need to start embracing each other and looking at each other through the heart of God, because God looks at all of us the same. And so I just, as your pastor, as a man who stands behind a pulpit with a Bible in his hand, it's time for hate to stop, and it's time for us to rise up in the power of God and begin to love one another in a way that's supernatural, in a way that is is able to include people instead of disclude them or put them away. Now, I'm embarrassed as a white man to see what happened to that man. It was just, it was ridiculous. So let's just lift up our voice to God and just ask God to come and fill this country with the spirit of love again and unity. Because, you know, where strife is, there's every evil work, and we just got to come against strife. Amen? But with that said, we're going to quote our little verse. It's going to come up on the screen in just a minute. But this is the answer to every one of our problems. This is the answer to what we're facing as a church, as a people, as a nation, as a family. This is the answer, and it's out of Proverbs chapter 3, and it says this: trust in the Lord completely and do not rely on your own opinions. With all your heart, rely on Him to guide you, and He will lead you in every decision you make. Become intimate with Him in whatever you do, and He will lead you wherever you go. Come on, we have the opportunity to be in relationship with God. He will lead us. He will guide us. He will show us what we need to do. But it comes out of our intimacy with Him. So I want you today to just be thinking about that and just, Lord, we're going to trust You here, but we want to hear from You on where is my heart with all the issues that are facing the country, that are facing my home, that are facing my life. But today, it's really interesting because today is Pentecost Sunday. And if you'll turn your Bibles to Acts chapter 2, we're going to begin to read about that. And as I was preparing for this, I just felt like the Lord wanted to speak to us again about stirring ourselves up for times when the Spirit moves. For times when the Spirit moves. We're going to talk about the day of Pentecost, but we don't want to look at it as an historical event that happened once and can't happen again, because I just trust that God wants it to happen today. He wants it to happen now. And it's really interesting that we're coming out of our time of quarantine and we're coming into where we're starting to open things back up. And as we'll read in the book of Acts, Jesus told the people, or His disciples, to wait in Jerusalem. And so they all went to this upper room, and every day they're anticipating. Jesus didn't say when it was going to happen. He just said it was going to happen. So day after day after day after day, they're anticipating. But when the day of Pentecost come, something happened. Let's read this, and then I'll comment a little bit about it. It said, when the day of Pentecost, verse 1, had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came from a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind and filled the whole house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat on each of them. Now listen, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. The greatest thing that happened in the church is when Jesus paid the price so that we could be filled with the Spirit of God, that the Spirit of God could come live on the inside of us. Now, the day of Pentecost is not necessarily exclusive to the Christian church. It was actually a Jewish festival. And the festival was interesting. It happened 50 days after the Passover. So the Passover happened, and then 50 days this happened. And it's interesting because it's seven sevens, or it's 7 weeks. Seven times seven is 49. And then the next day, come on, it's the day of Pentecost. Now watch this. It's incredible because what they were celebrating, or what they were thankful for, was the harvest that was the spring harvest, or the first harvest of summer, and it was a wheat harvest. And so this was a festival, a feast, where the people from all over the world who were Jews came back to Jerusalem to celebrate this and to celebrate how good God is and how His provision is for us and how He's blessed us. And so this is again, it's on that day that this transpired or happened. But watch this, it's really interesting, because Jesus died on the Passover, and then on Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came. Now watch this, I believe this, I believe that the seed was planted for the church to grow. In fact, Jesus said in Acts chapter 1, he said, wait in Jerusalem until you're endued with power from on high, and then you will be my witnesses, both here in Jerusalem and in Judea and to the uttermost parts of the earth. And so what they're waiting for is that seed to grow until it's harvestable. Now watch this, this is awesome. I believe that was the whole purpose of Pentecost and why it happened specifically on that day. And we're going to see that in just a minute. But I believe today that we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit so that revival can start to happen. And so that we can start filling up not churches, but filling up the church of God or the family of God with people who don't know him. And I believe that the Spirit of God wants to be poured out today for us to bless people. Now, many people will say, well, I'm filled with the Spirit of God. And I am. I've been filled with the Spirit of God, speaking in a prayer language ever since I got saved. Somebody asked me if I wanted to get saved. I got saved, and a couple seconds later, they said, do you want all that God has for you? I knew nothing about anything, but I said, well, yeah. If I was, in the world, if I was going to have one beer, I was going to have 10 beers, because more was better. And I said, well, yeah, I want everything God's got for me. And so I received my prayer language, and we started, just praising God, and just his presence came. I mean, when the Spirit of God came upon me, it changed my life forever. And you see, that experience hasn't gone away. It's here today. It's here for anybody who wants it. But I think also for those who've experienced it, we've got to continually stir ourselves up and say, Lord, I don't want to live with yesterday's manna. I want to have today's food. I want to have today's unction of your Spirit. I need and I want and I desire for you to use me in your Spirit. In Ephesians chapter 5, it says, be being filled with the Spirit of God. Be being filled. And again, that's the verb there. We don't have that tense in English, but it's a continuation. It's a continual thing. Be being filled with the Spirit of God. And what that means is, I believe that the Spirit of God just wants to flood you. The Spirit of God just wants to overcome you. The Spirit of God wants to get you out of the way so that God can come through you. I believe that that's the answer for America. I believe that's the answer for your family. I believe that's the answer for our troubles, is that the Holy Spirit wants to so inhabit us that we look to him for everything. Again, in that verse that we quoted out of Proverbs chapter 3, I love this, become intimate with him in whatever you do, and he will lead you wherever you go. Are we really intimate with him in everything that we do? Or do we just have a special time of the week? Maybe if we're really, really good, we have a special time of the day. But how about taking him everywhere? And this was the process that the Holy Spirit put on. I mean, come on, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you and he wants to speak with you, it'll change everything about you. But watch this. I believe, again, that the Holy Spirit came to people, and now because of the work of Jesus, we can have the Holy Spirit living on the inside of us where he can guide us and lead us. But the ultimate purpose is, and I've said this many times, is not so that we can have goosebumps. It's so that God can use us to touch the hearts of other people. And I believe he wants to do that today. I believe he wants to do that with you. This morning, I believe as I'm speaking to you, the Spirit of God spoke to me that his gifts were going to be an operation so that even while you're sitting in your home or your living room, the Spirit of God can speak to you through his Spirit, through his Word, but also I think that there can be physical manifestations of his Spirit coming upon you this morning in Jesus' name. So let's read on a little bit further in the story. And again, in verse 4, they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. I think that is so interesting. Again, it was Pentecost. There was a feast game. So people from everywhere came back to Jerusalem. That was not by accident or just something that happened. It's a divine order of God that Pentecost would happen, but that the Holy Spirit would be poured out on that day. Why? Because in one day, nations were affected. The Holy Spirit came in, and in one day, the seed of what happened then spread throughout the whole world, because the people that were visiting from other nations went back to their nations and they were affected by what God did. And I'll show that to you. It says in verse 6, and when the sound occurred, the multitude came together. They were confused because everyone heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled and looked to one another, saying, look, are not all of these who speak Galilean? Yet how is it that we hear each one in his own language which were born? Parthians and Medes and Elamites, they were dwelling in Mesopotamia, Judah and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt and parts of Libya and Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them speaking in our own tongues the wonderful works of God. So here was the miracle. They got so filled with the Spirit of God, they went down on the streets and they were just overcome by the presence of God and the experience that they just had. So they received their prayer language and they went and they could do nothing but pray in tongues for that time going forward. Now, on that day, because they were so overpowered and inspired by the Holy Spirit coming, Pentecost coming to them, that it spilled out onto the street. And I think that's a good thing for us to do, to get so filled with God that we go out on the street and it just happens to take over, right? And so look at, they were all praying in the Spirit and they were all praying and speaking in tongues. They didn't know what they were saying, but the people who heard it knew what they were saying because they were declaring the wonderful works of God. So it was a sign to the unbeliever that God had visited that place at that time in those people so that they could know that God was real and the message that they had to tell them had some credibility. Isn't that cool? What does that mean? That when we preach the gospel, when we share the gospel, when we talk about the gospel, if we'll allow the Holy Spirit to use us, He will give us evidence that what we're saying is real by demonstrations of His Spirit. Glory to God. That hasn't gone away. That has not gone away. I believe that the Spirit of God still wants to do signs and wonders through you this morning. But you have to open yourself up and you say, God, I know it's possible, and I'm believing, Lord, that you're going to use me. And then when He tells you to do something that may seem a little foolish to you, you just do it anyway and watch God begin to move. I trust that God's going to use us powerfully. And again, I believe as a nation, we're coming out of something with the possibility of going into something that's been prophesied for many, many, many years and decades, and that is a great outpouring of the Spirit of God on America, a great awakening coming to happen. I believe it's the prime time for the church to get alone with God and say, God, how can I affect what's going on in my home, in my nation, in my church? Because the Holy Spirit has the answer, and He wants to use you. He wants to use me in order to accomplish it. I just believe by His Spirit, He's here to touch you today. I want to inspire you that the same thing that God did through these people, He can do through us. And again, Peter got up and he said, man, these people aren't drunk like you think they are, but they are full of something. Jesus talked about new wine into new wineskins, and this is what was happening. That because these people had received Jesus as their Savior, they had the capacity to have the Spirit of God dwell in their spirits. And so therefore, it was a whole new existence that had never happened before. At this point, we got back what Adam lost. Because when Adam sinned, it says that life went from him. He entered into death. What was that death? That death was separation from God in a relationship that was close and abiding. But when we got saved, when Jesus went to the cross and he died and we accepted him as our Lord and Savior, it said that we became new creatures in Christ Jesus. His Spirit now has the ability to live in our spirits or with our spirits or commune with us in such a way that didn't happen before. Glory to God. But it's happened now, and the Spirit of God is here today, and he wants to touch you. He wants to reach you. He wants you to be inspired by him. He wants you to know that you know that you know that everywhere you go, God goes with you. And when you go, the Spirit of God is going to come upon you. And when the Spirit of God comes upon you, he's going to use you to affect your nation, your city, your family. Come on. It's time for us to rise up and say, Lord, I need that filling again. I need to be tongues of fire on my head. I could tell you story after story after story of how God has used us in these, you know, in this church in the last 26 years, 25 and a half years, whatever it is, where the Spirit of God just moved. There was one time, and this was several years ago, we were invited and we went and did praise and worship at an Indian church that was near Shelton. And we're in there worshiping. There's a few people there. And we started praying for people. And people started getting healed. They were filled with the Spirit of God. The manifestations of the Spirit were happening. And pretty soon we're praying for people. But more people came. And then more people came. And then more people came. So what happened was, is those that were getting touched by God called their friends and their relatives. And we were there for 2 or 3 hours praying for people as God was ministering to them. Why? Because the Holy Spirit was being poured out through us. And what were we talking about? We were talking about how God loved them, how God wanted to touch them. And the same thing is true today. Come on. The same thing is true today. We need more manifestations, and all I mean by that, when I say that, that can sound kind of like a Christianese type of word. All we need is for the Holy Spirit to show up. Come on. You and I need the Holy Spirit to show up not only on Sunday, but on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, in our work. Everywhere we go, we should be expecting the Holy Spirit to use us, not to make us look good, but to make God look good through us. Come on. It's time for Pentecost to become part of our daily lives. He's for you. He's with you. He wants you to know. Come on, there's somebody here, somebody that's listening to me right now. I feel in my spirit that you used to prophesy. God used to use you, and you'd be talking to somebody, and you'd feel in your heart that God wanted to tell them something, and you'd say it to them, and it would blow them away because you had a word of knowledge or a word of wisdom. But that hasn't happened for many, many years. I don't care how old you are or how young you are, God wants to use you again. So get up and repent for not listening and get back to what God has called you to do in the marketplace, everywhere we go. Come on. Hallelujah. Somebody comes to you tomorrow and they start manifesting demons. What are you going to do? Pastor Bruce, what are you doing? Come on over, right? No, you don't need to do that. You need to allow the Holy Spirit to use you to set them free because that power is in you. Jesus said, wait in Jerusalem, because when you wait in Jerusalem, you're going to receive power from on high. That word power is dunamis, and here's what it means. It means strength. It means ability. And come on, and it means the power that's necessary to get the job done. So in other words, when we receive that power, we have the ability to do whatever God calls us to do. Today is your day. Right now, right in this room, I believe the Spirit of God is speaking to us because He wants us to wake up and He wants us to get busy about the things of the kingdom. Glory to God. In this story in the book of Acts, he talks about how that Peter put on this incredible sermon, right? And if you read through it, it only takes you like 2 minutes to read through the thing. But because of this sermon that he gave in just a few minutes, 3,000 people got saved. It so pricked their hearts. In other words, it touched them so much they said, what do we got to do? What do we need to do? How do we come to God? And he said, repent, be baptized in the name of Jesus. Come on. And that's what we need, is we need the Holy Spirit to begin to use us, get us out of the way, get our forms out of the way, get our preconceived ideas out of the way. Start going to people from different cultures, from different places, and just trust that God's going to give us the answer to speak at the time that we need to speak, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I've experienced this a little bit in my life, but I think that I've let it slip a lot too. I think the potential is much greater than we've ever realized. Hallelujah. And I believe, again, 3,000 people got saved because the Holy Spirit came upon Peter. Now think about that, Peter. Peter's the one that was the loudmouth. Peter was the one that was always getting himself in trouble by opening his mouth. Peter was the one who said, Lord, even if everybody else runs, I'm not going to run. I'll stand with you to the end. And Jesus said, dude, you don't have a clue. He said, before the cock crows, you're going to deny me 3 times. And I'm sure he went, not me. But he did. He's the one that Jesus had to restore to the place where he could become bold enough to proclaim this in the same place that Jesus had been crucified just 50 days before. But because the Holy Spirit was on him, it changed him completely, and he had a word from God. And I want you to notice too that I don't believe that he was up in the upper room going, okay, as soon as this event happens that God's talking to me about, I think that I'm going to need to preach a sermon, so I'm going to start taking notes and filling out an outline so that I'm prepared for this to happen. So when he got out, he said, just a minute, I want to get my notes out, and we need to go to the synagogue so I can get a scroll so we can go to the... No, he had this in his heart, and by the Spirit, he had a spirit of inspiration that God said to him, you now say this, now say that, now say that. And it was so effective again that it turned the hearts of 3,000 people toward God. Now, I'm not saying that you're going to go speak tomorrow and 3,000 people are going to give their hearts to Jesus, but what about one? What about two? What about 10? Isn't it time for us to get back to having the Spirit of God use us in such a way that people are affected? Come on. It's time for us to lay our lives down. It's time for us to allow the Spirit of God to use us in supernatural ways. Look at Acts chapter 4. Acts chapter 4, and toward the end of the chapter, Peter and John had been threatened about don't speak in his name, and they were threatened and all of that, and so they came back to their crew and listen to what he said. Verse 29, now Lord, look on their threats and grant to your servants that with all boldness they may speak your word by stretching out your hand to heal, that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your Holy Spirit, Jesus. And when they prayed, the place they were assembled together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. So they prayed, Lord, help us to be bold in speaking your word. God said, bam, I'm going to shake this place. Come on, we need a whole lot of shaking going on. We need the Spirit of God, the power of God, coming again to His people. Some of you have had the Spirit of God come upon you. You've had experiences. And there was a time in the 90s where manifestations were just crazy. People were going away drunk in the Spirit. But because persecution came with that and life didn't happen exactly the way that you thought it would, you kind of put that aside and said, no, I'm not going to do that anymore. I don't want anything to do with that anymore because of the persecution that came along with it. God is asking us to take up the cause again. Allow the Spirit of God to use us. Allow Pentecost to come back to us once again and say, Lord, I don't care if I look like a fool. I want to be a fool for Jesus, not so that my name can be lifted up, but that the name of Jesus can be glorified. I believe today, right now, right where you are, if you're listening to the Spirit of God within you, He's saying, come on, I want to use you. Come on, I want to talk to you. Come on, I want you to be my vessel so that my Spirit can be poured out through you so that people of all nations can be blessed. Come on, are you ready for that? Do you want that? Listen, we ought to be asking God for the anointing again. Lord, fill us up. Fill us up. You know, we played a worship set here, and it's awesome. I love the worship team. We've had the presence of God fall on us so many times. We could sit here for hours and tell story after story after story. Maybe someday we should. But of how God used praise and worship to bring His presence in and have it affect people. But I can tell you just from my own heart, there have been other times where all I've been doing is singing a song. All I've been doing because my heart was in other places thinking about different things. And it's time for us to pray and ask the Holy Spirit, God, anoint these fingers. Lord, anoint this voice. Lord, not that I would get a big name somewhere, but so that the power of God, the Spirit of God, could come in such a way that people would know that there is a God and that Jesus is the answer. Come on. He wants us to be the church that has power. He wants us to be the church that allows Pentecost to happen. So that when we're on our jobs and we don't have an answer, we can say, Holy Spirit, I just trust you for the answer, and He'll bring it. And they say, well, how did you know how to do that? I want to just tell you that it was the Spirit of God that gave me the answer, and He gets all the glory. We got to become Jesus freaks again. We've got to become to the place where we're willing to sell all, we're willing to give up everything, whatever God asks us to do. Listen, it's not about in these days being comfortable. It's not about, you know, having our own way and our own things. And I believe God wants to bless us, but come on, these blessings that are left here on the earth, they're just temporary things. We want the eternal blessings, precious souls won to the kingdom of God. It's not up to the pastor. It's not up to the apostle, the prophet. It's up to all of us to ask the Holy Spirit to anoint us for the day that we're living in, anoint us to operate in His Spirit so that people can be touched and people can be blessed by His Spirit. I'm expecting this Sunday, next Sunday, to have a move of the Spirit of God where people are touched. Glory to God. We've had meetings and just awesome meetings where people come up and they're just laid out on the floor. Why? Because the Spirit of God has touched them and the Spirit of God is dealing with them. But they get off the floor changed, different, because of an outpouring of the Spirit of God. Listen, back in Pentecost, they used to have meetings where there would be literally fire on the roof, and the fire company would come, but it wasn't an actual fire, it was just the Holy Spirit moving, and the firemen would come in and say, where's the fire? And people would say, it's right in here. Come on, it's right in here. I'm asking God to pour out that again upon this church. I'm asking God to pour that out again upon you. I want to see our young men, our young women, our older folks, all of us filled with the Spirit of God, where prophecy can come forth, where intercession can begin to happen again, where deliverances are an occurrence that happen all the time, where we think, instead of going, Lord, I don't know what to do, we can have an expectation that, God, you're going to do something. So it's time for us to allow the Spirit of Pentecost to come upon the church. Not this church, but the church, so that people can be blessed and people can come to an understanding of who God is. I believe by His Spirit, He wants to operate through you today, and He wants to operate through me. Is there anybody willing? Is there anybody willing to say, Lord, I repent of living my life for me, and I just want your Spirit to operate through me. Forgive me for my complaining. Forgive me for my belly aching. Forgive me, Lord, for being selfish. I just come, Lord, it doesn't matter what happens to me. I just want to be used by you to touch others. And that is the attitude of revival. That's the attitude of change. If that's you today, come on with me. Let's just pray. Let's just ask God. Let's do what the Bible says, repent, and then come back to Him strong and say, Lord, I'm getting up tomorrow, and I'm going to have a renewed seeking, a renewed hunger, a renewed vigor for the things of your Spirit. I want to hear from you again. I want to hear and I want to see so that, Lord, others can be blessed. Let's just pray right now. Father, we just come before you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for sending Jesus. We know that we've all sinned. We've all fallen short of the glory of God. None of us deserve what you've given to us. But because of your goodness, because of your grace, we receive it. And Lord, I just ask as a pastor, as your child, the Lord, again, you'd pour out your Spirit upon us. Lord, we're willing to be used by you. We're willing for answers to come. We ask you, God, to fill this place, to fill your heart with our hearts, Lord, and fill our hearts with your heart. God, we want to commune with you. Lord, I'm asking you right now for the gifts of the Spirit to be an operation of the people who are listening to this message, not only for it to affect them, but for them to be able to affect others. The word of knowledge, Lord, the word of wisdom, the discerning of spirits, Lord, the gifts of healings, the gift of faith, tongues and interpretation of tongues, working of miracles, Lord. I just ask for that to be coming again. We're hungry for it, God. We're asking you for it. Lord, let your Spirit reign again. We're waiting in our upper rooms right now. Holy Spirit, just come. Fill us and flood us in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 If you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, right now is a great opportunity. It's not hard, but it does require you to have a sincere heart. And this is what you just say. Just, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I ask you to be my Lord and my Savior. I ask you, God, to just do with my life anything that you want to do. And the Bible said, those that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. What does that mean? That you'll be in right relationship with God. If you've done that, you're blessed. Call somebody, call me, and we'll rejoice with you. But glory to God. Be blessed today, and next week we're going to be meeting here, and all of you who are listening, come on, and we're going to have a great time in the Spirit. I believe the Spirit of God is going to move. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you.